Lord, I ask that you'd help all of us to be attentive. Help this to be a time where we would learn from your word, where we would learn from the Bible. Lord, I pray you'd help my voice to be able to be used of you this morning to be able to preach your word. Father, we love you. In your precious name I pray. Amen. Are you able to hear me? I feel like I can't project my voice like I normally would. I don't know how long my voice is going to last for this morning, so we're just going to go till it's done, all right? But we'll try to go quickly. You're there in Psalm 92, and this morning I want to do a little bit of a Bible study, and I know we normally do Bible studies around here. All good preaching is studying the Bible. But I want to take the time and flip a few pages this morning. I want to look at a specific thing in Scripture. Psalm 92, if you look at verse number 6 there, Psalm 92 and verse 6, the Bible says, "A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this." And the title of the sermon this morning, if there is a title, is this: A Study of a Fool. A Study of a Fool. And the Bible uses this word of a fool often throughout Scripture. And I know today in our society, young people like to use this word and they'll call each other fool. You know, you fool this and you fool that. But it's actually a very serious word in Scripture. And I want to study what a fool is, or the characteristics of a fool this morning, and look at it through Scripture. But before we begin, get into that, we got to answer this question. What is a fool? What is the biblical definition of someone who is a fool? And I want you to understand this. This word keeps coming up in correlation with the word fool. If you look at verse 6 again, it says, "A brutish man." Do you see that word brutish? Same word as a brute. It says, "A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this." Go to Psalm 49. Look at verse 10. Psalm 49 in verse number 10. Psalm 49 in verse 10. The Bible says, Psalm 49 in verse 10. It says, "For he seeth that wise men die. Likewise," I want you to notice this, "likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others." So I want you to understand this. The word fool is used in correlation with this word being a brutish person. The word brutish or a brute means showing little intelligence or sensibility. I don't want to be mean this morning, but the word brute literally just means someone who is dumb. And the word fool means someone who lacks good sense or judgment. I'll read for you the dictionary definition. If this word offends you, I apologize. This is what the dictionary says. A fool is a stupid or silly person. A fool is someone who's not smart. A fool is someone who has very little intelligence. A fool is someone who is not living their life as God had intended them for them to live. And the Bible is very clear, and God gives us characteristics of a fool. And I want us this morning to study a fool so that you can identify that you're not a fool. I don't know about you, but do you want to be looked at upon, you know, in life by your peers and your family and those that are around you? Do you want them, you know, the adjective they choose to describe you is fool? I don't know about you, but I don't want that. I don't want people to look at my life and say, "That guy, he doesn't have a clue. That guy, he's an idiot. That guy, he's dumb. That guy, he doesn't know what he's doing. That guy is a fool." And the Bible teaches us the things that characterize a fool. And you say, well, why would we study that? So we can identify, number one, if it's in our lives. And number two, to get rid of it so that we cannot be a fool. Because look, our lives are very short. The years that we have on this earth are not very long. And to waste those years very foolishly would be a very dumb thing to do. So I want to give you this morning 10 things that the Bible says will make you or characterize a fool. All right, 10 things, and I'm going to try to go through these as quickly as I can. Most of the passages we're going to look at are going to be in Psalms and Proverbs, but we'll look at a few other passages. But let's go through this quickly and just see what the Bible says. Number one, let's just begin with this. A fool does not believe in God. A fool does not believe in God. You're there in the book of Psalms. Go to Psalm 14. Psalm 14. Look at verse number 1. Psalm 14 and verse number 1. You're gonna have to stick with me this morning. My voice isn't very strong. I don't know how dynamic I'm gonna be able to be, but we'll go through this and study it. Psalm 14 and verse 1. Psalm 14, 1, I want you to see this. The Bible says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works, there is none that doeth good." Go to Psalm 53. Look at verse 1. Psalm 53, verse 1. Psalm 53 and verse 1 is another verse in the Bible that says the exact same thing. Psalm 53 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "The fool hath said in his heart." Here's what the brute... The Bible uses the word simple. Here's what the simple-minded, here's what a dumb person, a foolish person, has said in their heart. They said this, "There is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good." Now keep your finger there in Psalms, and go with me to the New Testament book of Romans. Keep your finger there in Psalms, and go to the New Testament book of Romans. You got Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and Romans. Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1. And you got to understand this. There are those today. Go to a public school. Go to a public college. And there are those today who think they're very smart, who think they're very educated, who think they have a lot of natural ability or talent, and they may have a whole lot of degrees on their wall, and they may have a whole lot of letters at the end of their name, and they think they're smart, but people today have decided to believe in atheism, have decided to not acknowledge God, have said in their heart that there is no God, and I'm here to tell you, the Bible says, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. It is not a smart position. It is not a good position. Are you there in Romans 1? Look at verse 19. Romans 1 and verse 19. The Bible says, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them." So what may be known of God is manifest. The word manifest means you're able to see it. "For God hath showed," meaning you can see it, "unto them." You say, well, how did God manifest Himself? How did God show Himself? Verse 20, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen." You say, well, I can't see God. But the invisible things of God are clearly seen. Being understood. You say, well, how? By the things that are made. See, you can look at creation. You can look at planet Earth. You can look at nature. You can look at a human being and animals and realize this did not come from an explosion. It did not come from a big bang. This was not an accident. It was not a mistake. This was done on purpose by God, Almighty God. And it says, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Verse 21, "Because that when they knew God," you gotta understand this, no one is born an atheist. Everyone is born with the knowledge of God. The only way a person becomes an atheist, they have to be taught that. They have to be trained to believe that. It is not natural. Now, I don't believe that everybody's born with the knowledge of Jehovah God. That comes through a special revelation of the Word of God. But everyone is born acknowledging. Look, every society, civilization, tribe in the world, they may not know God or Jesus Christ, but they know that there is a God. Verse 21, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful." That's good there for Thanksgiving. "But became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." Verse 22, "Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." Why? Because the fool had said in his heart, there is no God. Amen. You got to teach your kids when they go to school. And you say, well, you know, if you have to have your kids go to a public school, you ought to teach them. Now listen, son. Listen, daughter. When the teacher gets up and tells you that God doesn't exist, they're lying. It's not true. It's foolish. I'm here to tell you, it's a very foolish thing to teach children that there is no God. You say, well, why is that? Because if there is no God, there's no accountability. If there is no God, there are no rules. Do you understand that? Why do we believe that it is wrong to kill an individual?
Say, well, because
I'll tell you exactly why. Because God said, "Thou shalt not kill."
Amen.
That's why we have the law, because God said it. And if there is no God, there is no absolute. If there is no God, there is no law. And by the way, if there is no God, you and I are nothing better than an animal. And then you wonder why these kids are walking around acting like a bunch of animals. It's because they were told there are none. They were told there is no God. They were told that hey, there's no accountability. You're going to die. Nothing's going to happen. So, and then we wonder why they go into school and shoot up and kill all their kids and all their friends and the teachers and have no remorse. And you say, why are they able to do that? Because they were never told they're anything more than an animal. I'm here to tell you that it is a very foolish doctrine. It is a very foolish thing to teach people that there is no God. In fact, the Bible says, the fool hath in his heart there is no God. Go back to the Old Testament. That if you kept your finger in Psalms, go to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs right after the book of Psalms. Proverbs chapter number 1. We said number 1, a fool does not believe in God. Well, I know this professor and they have this degree from Harvard University and they have this degree from Yale and they don't believe in God. I don't care how many degrees they have. I don't care how much money they make. I don't care, you know, they're Dr. So-and-so. Look, they are a fool if they do not believe in God. Number 2, a fool does not believe in God. Now, we said number 1. Number 2, a fool does not have a desire to learn. A fool does not have a desire to learn. Are you there in Proverbs 1? We're going to be mainly in the book of Proverbs this morning. And it's fitting because the book of Proverbs is the book of wisdom. Book of Proverbs, it was written to teach us how to live in a wise way. And in Proverbs, we're given a lot of instruction in regards to not being a fool. Proverbs 1:7, the Bible says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools," notice, "but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Do you see that? The Bible says a foolish person will despise wisdom. A foolish person will despise instruction. Instruction means to get taught something. Instruction means to have someone teach you or instruct you. And a foolish person says, "I don't want to hear that." A foolish person does not want to learn. Go to verse 22, same chapter. Proverbs 1:22. Proverbs 1:22, the Bible says, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And ye scorners delight in their scornings." And look what it says. Fools hate knowledge. Go to Proverbs chapter 10. Look at verse 21. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 21. Proverbs 10:21. "The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die." Why? Look what it says. Fools die for want, or the word means lack of wisdom. Go to Proverbs 17, look at verse 16. Proverbs 17, look at verse 16. Proverbs 17, verse 16. "Wherefore, is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom?" He's saying, is a fool able to purchase wisdom? Now we understand that that's sarcasm. You can't buy knowledge. You understand that? I mean, you say you can pay someone to teach you, but you're not buying knowledge, you still have to learn it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't pay someone, "Here, I'm going to give you $50, you make me smart." Look what it says. "Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it?" See, a fool not only hates knowledge, a fool not only hates wisdom, a fool does not have the heart to learn. They don't have the desire to learn. They don't want to learn. They don't want to be taught anything. Go to Proverbs 18, look at verse 2. Proverbs 18, verse 2. Proverbs 18:2. "A fool hath no delight in understanding." You want to sit down and explain to a foolish person how to understand, how to comprehend, how to make sense of something? They don't want to hear it. "I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. Don't talk to me about it." "A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself." There's only one thing a fool is interested in: discovering themselves. What do I want to do? What do I like to do? Where do I want to go? Don't expand my horizon. Don't try to teach me something. Don't try to make me... You say, "Well, why doesn't a fool want to learn?" Because learning something is hard. Reading is hard work. Learning is hard work. Go to Proverbs 24, look at verse 7. Proverbs 24, verse 7. Proverbs 24, verse 7, the Bible says, wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. The Bible says, a fool does not have a desire to learn. So here's my question for you. What are you learning? What are you studying? What are you getting better at? What is your goal for 2015, for 14? You know, what do you want to know more about? What are you bettering yourself? You got to understand this. It is the job of a Christian to be constantly in the mode of learning and understanding and growing in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But you know what? You ought to study the Bible. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. The Bereans said that they searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. You ought to learn and study and read and memorize the Bible. But let me tell you something. You ought to be just learning in general. I'm talking to you adults. I'm talking to you, you children. You're in school. Don't waste the time. Learn. Grasp as much knowledge as you can. I was listening to a book. And they were talking about how people succeed in businesses. And the reason that only 20% of people in business ever climb the ladder as high as they can, and 80% of people do not succeed like 20% of people. And they said the reason is because they're talking about a job. They said the reason is most people, they go to work and they learn their job within the first year, and then they stop learning. They get trained, they get their training, they learn all the different things, and then once they've been doing it for a year, they get this attitude. I've got this, I don't need to learn, I know how to do it. But the people that succeed in life are constantly trying to learn. They're constantly trying to get better. They're reading more books. They're going to seminars. They're getting instruction. They're looking for wisdom. Let me tell you something. If you want to be the type of person that succeeds in life, you need to learn to learn. You need to be reading. You need to be understanding. You need to be growing. And not just in the Bible, but in life. You say, well, I don't want to learn. Oh, have you arrived? You know everything about everything? See, it's easy to go home and watch TV for 3 hours. It's easy to go home and play video games. It's easy to go home and waste your time. But a wise person will increase in knowledge. A wise person will learn. We said number one, a fool does not believe in God. We said number two, a fool does not have a desire to learn. Number three, a fool talks too much. A fool talks too much. Go to Proverbs chapter 10. Look at verse 8. Pastor, did you make that up? Look at what the Bible says. Proverbs chapter 10. Verse 8. Now look, this hits me where it hurts. I like to talk. You can't be a preacher and not like to talk. You know what I mean? But you know when I get myself in trouble? When I talk too much. Proverbs 10, look at verse 8. The wise in heart will receive commandment. Here's a contrast. But a prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh securely, but he that perverteth his way shall be known. Verse 10, he that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. That word prating means to talk foolishly or tediously or for a long amount of time about anything. A prating, the word prating means to be very talkative. And a prating fool shall fall, is what the Bible says. Go to Proverbs 17, look at verse 28. Proverbs 17, verse 28. Proverbs 17, verse 28. Proverbs 17 and verse 28, the Bible says, even a fool. Here's the flip side, here's flipping it. Even a fool, even someone who's not very smart, even someone who's not very knowledgeable, even someone who's not know a lot, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. It says, even a dumb person, when they keep their mouths closed, they're looked at as a wise person. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. You know what we need to learn? To talk less. I remember when I was a kid, I was told a lot. Because I like to talk. I was told, you know, God gave you one mouth and two ears. He did that for a reason. He wants you to listen twice as much as you talk. But we like to talk twice as much as we listen. Go to Proverbs 18, look at verse 7. Proverbs 18, verse 7. Proverbs 18, verse 7. A fool's mouth is his destruction. What's going to destroy you as a fool? Your mouth. And his lips are the snare of his soul. Go to Proverbs 19, look at verse 1. Proverbs 19, verse 1. Proverbs 19 and verse 1, the Bible says, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Proverbs 29, look at verse 11. Proverbs 29, verse 11. A fool uttereth all his mind. Proverbs 29 and verse 11. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Go to, you're there in Proverbs? The next book after Proverbs is the book of Ecclesiastes. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Ecclesiastes chapter number 5. Look at verse number 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 3. Ecclesiastes 5:3, the Bible says, for a dream cometh through the multitude of businesses. Say, what is that talking about? Do you have any dreams? Do you have any goals? Say, yeah, I have all these goals. I want to own this type of house. I want to drive this type of car. I want to have this much money. I want to be able to do this. Look, dreaming about your goals will bring you to poverty. So how do I accomplish my goals? For a dream cometh through the multitude of business. Get to work. Get to business. Get to doing something. You'll fulfill your dreams. And a fool's voice. So how do you know a fool's voice? Is known by multitude of words. You meet someone, they just can't stop talking. I'm just talk, 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 talk. Just let that be a red flag. This guy's probably not very smart. This guy's probably a fool. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 10, look at verse 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 14. A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what shall be and what shall be after him. Who can tell him? But I want you to see that first part. A fool also is full of words. We ought to be very careful to not talk so much. We ought to be very careful to control our mouths. Go back to Proverbs 29. We went through this quickly, but I want you to show it to you again. Proverbs 29. Look at verse 11. A fool uttereth all his mind. I've said this many times, but I'll say it again because it's worth saying. Just because something comes into your mind does not have to come out of your mouth. You understand that? Well, I just tell people what I think. You're a very foolish person. I just speak my mind. Well, you're telling us you're not very smart. Because a fool uttereth all his mind. A fool does not have, I like to put it this way. There's no filter between here and here. Anything that pops in here comes out here, and we all know that's a fool. Because a wise person will control their mouth. So we said number one, a fool does not believe in God. We said number two, a fool does not have a desire to learn. We said number three, a fool talks too much. And by the way, let me say this about learning. Learning is not going to college. I'm not against you going to college if you're going to go to college, but look, I've met a whole lot of college graduates that aren't very smart. Having a degree on your wall does not make you smart. Learning can be done. You say, well, what do you, just think about it logically. What do you do in, you go to college and get a degree, what do? They assign you books, you read the books, you study the books, you get tested on the books, and you pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars to force you to read. Do you know you can go to a library and read for free? No, you can pick up a book and read for free. I'm not like getting you, I want to get a college degree and I want to do this. Look, praise the Lord, do whatever you feel you need to do. But I'm here to tell you, school does not necessarily equate learning. Learning is a desire of the heart. You must decide, I want to learn, I want to be instructed, I want to be smarter. Look, I have a desire to be a better pastor next year than I am right now. So, well, how are you going to become a better pastor? Well, look, if I don't read anything, if I don't study anything, if I don't learn anything, how am I going to change who I am? Do you understand that? If you're not learning and acquiring knowledge from others and from the Word of God, you're not going to be any different. And when you get out of school, the only way to become smarter is to read the Bible and to read good books. It's a silly, you know, thing we mock at, but it's true. In school, when you're taught, leaders are readers. And people that lead in their businesses, and people that lead in society, and people that lead in the church, they lead because they read. They study. They understand. Number four. A fool, go to Proverbs chapter 10, look at verse 18. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18. Proverbs 10, 18. Proverbs 10, 18. He that hideth hatred with lying lips. So they have hatred, but they're hiding it. How are they hiding it? With lips that are lying. And he that uttereth, the word utter means to talk. He that uttereth a slander is a fool. Do you know what a fool does? A fool bad mouths people they secretly hate. A fool bad mouths people. Look at what it says, Proverbs 10:18. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. Let me tell you something. And let me just be real frank about this, because I think some of you don't realize. Let me say this. I'm not as dumb as I look. You're like, I don't know about that. Okay, that's fine. But let me tell you something. Everyone here will probably eventually hear somebody from the church badmouth me or my wife. It's gonna happen. You say, why? Because you just need to, when you're in a leadership position, it doesn't matter what you do, someone's going to criticize it. You can't make everybody happy, so I just have this philosophy, I try to make no one happy. I just, you know, maybe you're going to be mad at me, I might as well, but look, every action I take has it's cause and effect. I make a decision, there's going to be criticism. It doesn't matter what I do, someone's going to criticize it. And I'm just here to tell you, when somebody says, can you believe that pastor is mad? They just know that that person is a fool. And by the way, if they'll criticize to you about someone else, they'll criticize about you to someone else. Well, that's just between you and I. Don't tell anybody. They can go tell 10 other people not to tell anybody. You understand that? This is just between us. And if I tell anyone else, I'll tell them not to tell anyone else. That's a fool. A fool badmouths people they secretly hate. Number five. Are you there in Proverbs chapter 10? Look at verse 23. A fool lives a life of sin. A fool makes light of sin. Proverbs 10:23. It is a sport to a fool to do mischief. But a man of understanding hath wisdom. The word sport, our word sport, we use the word sport like athletics. But the word sport means to do something fun. Or to make something lighthearted. And it is a sport. It is a lighthearted. It is a fun thing to a fool to do mischief. A fool will not look at sin for what it is, as something dangerous to stay away from. They'll say, it's not that big a deal. That pastor, he's crazy. He's in that Bible, it's so outdated. I don't think it's that big of a deal for me to take this drink of alcohol or to smoke this or to look at that. It's not as bad. It's just fun. That's a fool. That's a fool. It is a sport to a fool to do mischief. Go to Proverbs 14. Look at verse 9. Proverbs 14, verse 9. You kids in school, someone walks up to you and says, here, take this. It's fun. Everyone else is doing it. Just realize that's a fool. And if you follow them, you'll be a fool too. Proverbs 14, verse 9. Proverbs 14, verse 9. Fools make a mock at sin. They don't see it as serious. They don't see it as grievous. They see it as something to mock at, to laugh at. Fools make a mock at sin. Go to Proverbs 17. Look at verse 12. Proverbs 17, verse 12. Proverbs 17, verse 12. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. You would be better off meeting a bear that just lost its child than to meet a fool in the middle of sin. Proverbs 26, look at verse 11. Proverbs 26, verse 11. Proverbs 26, verse 11. As a dog returneth to his vomit. This is one of those beautiful passages in our King James Bible, you know what I mean? As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly, to his foolishness. Go to Proverbs chapter 12, look at verse 15. Proverbs 12, verse 15. We said number one, a fool does not believe in God. We said number two, a fool does not have a desire to learn. We said number three, a fool talks too much. We said number four, a fool badmouths people they secretly hate. Number five, a fool lives a life of sin. Number six, a fool cannot be corrected. A fool cannot be corrected. Are you there in Proverbs 12? Look at verse 15. Proverbs 12 and verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. We'll look at that tonight in the book of Judges. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. You ever met someone like that? Everything they do is right. You can't tell them how to do it better. You can't tell them how to do it. I'm doing it this way. I'm right. You're wrong. I'm always right. You're always wrong. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, what the Bible says. But he that hearkeneth unto counsel, listen to me, he that hearkeneth, the word hearken means to listen to. Remember we just saying, hark the herald angels, saying listen to the herald angels sing. But he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Why is that? Because a fool doesn't want to learn. A fool does not want to be instructed. A fool thinks they got it figured out. They don't need your help. They don't need your help. They don't need anything from you. Look, don't teach me anything. I don't want to learn. I don't want to. Look, I know what I'm doing. Just let that be a red flag to you. You're probably dealing with a fool. Go to Proverbs 15. Look at verse 5. Proverbs 15, verse 5. Proverbs 15, verse 5. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. A fool cannot be corrected. A fool cannot receive instruction. A fool cannot be told. They cannot be told they're wrong. They cannot be told anything. They don't want to hear it. Go to Proverbs 17. Look at verse 10. Proverbs 17, verse 10. This is a great verse. Proverbs 17, verse 10. A reproof, the word reproof means a correction. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. Stripes is a reference to someone being beaten with a whip. They said, you can tell a wise person something and they'll receive it easier than you can beat it with 100 stripes into a fool, because a fool cannot be taught anything. They cannot be corrected. Go to Proverbs 23. Look at verse 9. Proverbs 23, verse 9. Proverbs 23 and verse 9. The Bible says, speak not in the ears of fools. Why? For he will despise the wisdom of thy words. God says, don't even give instruction. Don't even give wisdom to a fool. They're just going to despise it. They're not going to hear it. You say, Pastor Ben, how do I know if I'm a fool? Are you the type of person that can never be corrected? No one can approach you and tell you, hey, you know there's a better way of doing it. I know what I'm doing! You're just letting us know you're foolish. Because guess what? None of us, no one knows everything. We can all learn. We can all be instructed. We can all get better at what we're doing. Number seven. A fool has no discretion. A fool has no discretion. I told you we were going to try to go through this quickly. Look, I've only been preaching 34 minutes, and we're already on 7 out of 10. And I don't know if my voice is going to make it to all 10. So go to Proverbs 12. Proverbs 12, look at verse 16. Proverbs 12, verse 16. A fool's wrath is presently known. Do you see that? A fool's wrath is presently known. Here's what that means. If someone is mad, and you can tell they're mad, they're a fool because they have no discretion. The word discretion means having or showing discernment or good judgment in conduct. Listen to me. If you're mad at your kids, not everybody in church needs to know that. If you're fighting with your spouse, not everyone in church needs to know that. You can fix your face. You can smile. Say, I'm really upset. Look, it's called having discretion. People are going, oh, they're mad. They don't have any discretion. And the Bible says a very foolish thing. A fool's wrath is presently known. Look, I'm mad all the time. I don't let you see it. I'm mad right now. Go to Proverbs 12, look at verse 23. Proverbs 12, verse 23. Proverbs 12, 23. A prudent man concealeth knowledge. Look what it says. But the heart of a fool proclaimeth foolishness. They don't even try to hide their sin. It's just out there for everyone. There's no discretion. There's no, how is this going to affect other people? How are other people going to take this? Is it going to make them uncomfortable? It's just out there. A fool has no discretion. Go to Proverbs 13, look at verse 16. Proverbs 13, look at verse 16. Proverbs 13, verse 16. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. A fool's life is just out there for everyone to know, everyone to see. Just look at me. You gotta learn to have some discretion in your life. There's time to get counsel. There's time to talk to someone. I understand that. We should not walk around with our emotions on our sleeve. Everybody just knows everything about your life. You gotta have some discretion in your life. Keep your finger there in Proverbs. We're coming back to Proverbs. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Pastor, I'm really mad right now. Hide it. I'm really sad right now. Hide it. I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but nobody needs to know. And to be honest with you, nobody really cares. I have so many problems in life. Join the club. We got jackets. Everybody has problems. Ephesians chapter 5, look at verse 15. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly. The word circumspect means thinking carefully about possible risk before doing or saying something. That's going back to that filter. I really want to say this, but how is that going to affect an individual or the situation or what I'm trying to accomplish? Now notice what it says. See then that ye walk circumspectly. Here's the opposite of being... Here's what the word circumspect means. It means to walk purposefully. Everything that comes out of your mouth, to make sure you've filtered it. To make sure you're doing things on purpose with discretion. Now look, we all struggle with this. There's not an individual here that says, I'm always just on my game. But you ought to strive to be that way. Look what it says. See then that you walk circumspectly. Here's the opposite of walking circumspectly. Not as fools, but as wise. A wise person will have discretion with their life. A wise person is not going to bring all their garbage of their life into the office. Is not going to bring all their garbage of their life into the church house. A wise person, I'm not talking about being fake. I'm not talking about being a hypocrite. I'm just talking about having some discretion here. Yeah. Number 8, go to Proverbs 14, look at verse 16. Proverbs 14, look at verse 16. Proverbs 14, verse 16. Proverbs 14 and verse 16, the Bible says, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth. The word rage means to be angry, wrathful. A fool rageth, You say, well, we're all angry. But here's the difference between a fool and his confident. So they're just confident, they're just bold with their anger, their wrath, their rage. Go to Proverbs 18, look at verse 6. Proverbs 18, look at verse 6. Proverbs 18, verse 6. A fool's lips enter into contention. Contention is talking about fightings, arguments. A fool's lips enter into contention. They're just ready, man. I'm ready to argue with anyone about anything at any time. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. His mouth calleth for... The word strokes means to swing, to hit someone. His mouth is calling. You know, they're provoking. Their words are provoking. They want to get in a fight. That ought to be the opposite of a Christian. The Bible says that our words ought to be graceful. Go to Proverbs 20, look at verse 3. Proverbs 20, verse 3. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife. Strife's talking about arguing. An honorable man will see a strife and he'll try to stop it, try to minimize it, try to walk away from it. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. The word meddle means to get into business that you don't belong in. To get into things that don't matter to you. Look, if you can control it in your life, if you have control, authority, there's a problem and there's at work, and you're the manager and you can control it, then control it. There's a problem at your house, you're the mom, the kids are doing something, you can control it, you got authority over it, then control it. You're the dad, there's an issue, control it. If you've got the authority to control it, to fix it, then fix it. But if you don't have the ability to fix it, then leave it alone. You don't need to be telling everybody at work why your boss is an idiot. Why your boss doesn't know what they're doing. Why this person is dumb and this person... You're just showing everyone that you are a fool. Because a wise person doesn't meddle in issues that they can't control. Go to Proverbs 27, look at verse 3. Are you surprised how many verses are in the Bible about a fool? Proverbs 27, verse 3. Proverbs 27, verse 3. A stone is heavy, and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. A fool cannot control their anger. Number 9. A fool cannot be counted on. Proverbs 26. Look at verse 6. Proverbs 26. Look at verse 6. He that sendeth a message by the hand of a fool cutteth off the feet and drinketh damage. Let me read that again. He that sendeth a message by the hand of a fool cutteth off the feet and drinketh damage. You say, what is that talking about? If you choose a fool to deliver a message on your behalf, saying you can't count on a fool to get a job done, you're like, you might as well just cut off his feet because he's not going to make it. Do you understand that? A foolish person cannot accomplish a task. A foolish person cannot be counted on. I remember when I was in the Air Force, there was this guy, his name was Garcia. This guy, and I don't mean to say this in a mean way, but this guy, he's a very foolish man. Remember, in the military, everybody, you call people by their last name, you know. So I was Jimenez, you know, Senior Airman Jimenez. That was my rank. And if you were the same rank, you just said Garcia Jimenez. Nobody called themselves by first name. This guy, every time I thought, Sanchez, like my name's Jimenez. Oh, okay, good. Well, listen, Sanchez, dude, no, my name's Jimenez. I mean, this guy just did not have a clue. And I remember this young guy, Garcia, he was the type, this guy could not show up for work on time if his life depended on it. Literally. I mean, he just stayed up all night playing video games. I don't know what he stayed up doing. But the guy could not, he could not show up on time. And I remember, the sergeants were just like, give him all these punishments. They would make him do this, they'd make him do that, they'd give him paperwork. Those of us that he was in our group, like on our team, and we're trying to help him out. You know, like we were like explaining to him, like, look, I remember having a conversation with him. I'm like, look, set an alarm. He's like, alarm doesn't work. I turned it off. I'm like, set an alarm 10 feet from you where you have to get up. to like turn it on. I told him to set off like 15 alarms. I mean, this kid ended up getting thrown out of the military. A dishonorable discharge that'll follow him for the rest of his life. Because he could not get up on time and show up to work on time. And I just felt like, whenever I dealt with this guy, I felt he was the type of guy you just couldn't count on him. Like, he was in our group, and we had different things we had to take, and I never gave him a job. Because like, to give this guy a job, he's like, he's not going to show up, he's not going to do it, he's not going to do his job. I'd just rather not deal with him. You have somebody at work? I mean, they can't get a job done, they can't show up on time. It's like, look, to me, you know, I'm very military, and I'm just like, look, here's the job. Here's what I need you to do. Here's what I need you to commit to. You need to be here at this time. You need to do this. You need to do that. Dress this way. Look this way. And people are just like, I can't deal with that. Because a foolish person is someone you can't count on. I like people I can count on. I like it that I can show up to church, you know, at the time that the fellowship begins and be able to be a pastor and shake hands with people and talk to people and know that there are people that are going to open the doors, turn on the lights, make sure the bulletins get counted, make sure that the donuts get done. I like people that I can count on. But a foolish person, you can't count on. Might as well just forget about it. Just write them off and say, I can't deal with that person. Because a fool cannot be counted. You send them a message, you might as well just send someone that has no feet to go send a message. That's what it is to send a fool. Number 10, here's the last one. Proverbs 27, look at verse 22. Proverbs 27, verse 2. And by the way, you ought not be that type of person. You ought to be the type of person people can count on you. I strive to be the type of a pastor that you can count on. I got a little tickle in my throat. I'm not going to call in and cancel the service because I got a tickle in my throat. I want to be someone that people can count on. They know when we come to church, there's going to be a sermon, there's going to be a pastor, things are going to be ready to go. You got to strive to be the type of person that people just count on you to get the job done. They don't have to babysit you and make sure, oh, did they get it done? Did you do it the way I asked? Did you do this? Did you do that? Look, I'm telling you right now, that's why you don't get promoted. That's why you're not the boss. That's why you're in life, you're in the position in life you're in, because you haven't learned to discipline yourself to be a person others can count on. Number 10. And see, some of you right now, I can't believe you're saying this. If you take the instruction, you'd be wise. Proverbs 10. I'm sorry, number 10. Proverbs 27. Look at verse 22. Here's a problem we had with Garcia. A fool cannot be changed by anyone. You cannot change a fool. You cannot change an individual. There are only two people that can change someone. God and themselves. I can't force people to have character, to have self-discipline. You must decide to do that. Proverbs 27, look at verse 22. Though thou shouldest bray a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. So what is that talking about? Well, a mortar is a bowl that they would use, they would put wheat in it, and a pestle would be like a little rod, and what they do is they put the wheat in there, and they would use this pestle to just grind it down so that it was the way they needed it to be able to do dough or whatever they were doing, bread. And the Bible says if you took a foolish person, put them in that bowl, took a rod and beat them with it, which I wanted to do lots of times with Garcia. He says, look, Proverbs 27, verse 22, though thou shouldest bray a fool in a mortar among the wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. Because you cannot change a foolish person. They must learn to change. They got to make their own decisions. I can't force you to have discipline. I can't force you to read your Bible. I can't force you to get up early in the morning. I can't force you to have character. I can't force you to quit being lazy. You got to make that choice. Look, some of you need to decide right now. I'm going to start getting up early in the morning. I sleep all day, and then you wonder why you don't accomplish anything. Some of you got to decide right now. I'm going to sleep less. I think 16 hours a day is enough sleep. You can go with a little less. Some of you ought to decide, I'm going to change my life. I'm going to be better. I'm going to do better. Look, you say, well, I can't do it. That makes you a fool. Because a fool wants to learn. A fool wants to grow. A fool wants to be better. A fool wants to be someone they can depend on. Go to Matthew chapter 5. We're done right here. This is the last verse. Matthew chapter 5. Getting saved does not change your life. You know what I found in life? I found this. If I can find an unsaved person, and they've got self-discipline, they get up early, they work hard, they're good with their finances, they've got character, and I can get them saved, guess what I have now? I have a saved person that gets up early, works hard, does what they're supposed to do. And if I find an unbeliever that's lazy, doesn't work hard, doesn't manage their finances well, doesn't control their spirit well, and I get them saved, you know what I have now? A saved person that's lazy, doesn't manage their finances well, doesn't do the things they're supposed to. Because guess what? Getting saved doesn't change your life. Getting saved changes where you're going to spend eternity. If you want your life to change, you must take the initiative.
Amen.
If you want to be better next year than you are right now, if your finances want to be better next year, if your life, if your health, your care, whatever it is, you say, I've got all these things I'd like to do. Get to work on yourself. Matthew chapter 5, look at verse 22. I've never heard anybody say this, but if you received counsel, you'd be more successful in life. Matthew chapter 5, look at verse 22. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. Look at this. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. It is not a light thing to call someone a fool, to be called a fool, or to be a fool. Look, we went through 10 characteristics in the Bible that God says, if you do this, you're a fool. Now look, the truth of the matter is, starting with this guy right here, at least one of those applied to our life. Here's a question I have for you. What are you going to do about it? Well, that's just how I am. That's a very foolish response. A wise person will receive instruction. A wise person will try to do better with their lives. I came to church for a more positive sermon. You can get a more positive sermon. A sermon that will be more practical, that will help you with your life. To stop being a fool. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. Thank you for our church. Lord, those verses are in the Bible for a reason. You want us to know those things for a reason. You've given us all that advice about a fool for a reason. And Father, I pray that the sermon would be received in the spirit that it was meant to be given. That the sermon would not be to hurt people or to discourage people, Lord, but that we would all identify foolishness in our lives and attempt to get rid of it. That we would all strive to be better, strive to be more self-disciplined, strive to have more character in our lives, more self-control. Father, I pray you'd help me with the foolish tendencies that I have in life. Help me to work on those, minimize those. Help all of us to be wise. Lord, we love you. In your precious name I pray. Amen.